got an iPad, right? And I ain't gonna lie, I like it. But I'm kind of upset on how much I like it because of the fact that I be on the Bible on here all the time. And I like the paperback. I like a regular Bible. I like paper. But now I just gained this like for just having the Bible on my iPad. So today I tried to do a little balance. I did some reading on the iPad, and then I did some reading of prophecy in the Bible, because I don't want to get to the point where I'm just like, don't want to pick up my Bible. But I definitely see how people could just be like, yeah, I'm gonna just read the Bible on my phone, I'm gonna just read it on my iPad. It's very convenient, but again, I don't want to be in that convenient state. Am I starting? To be honest, let's just start. We're just going to assume that the camera looked right. We're going to pray that I got to do these claps because the last video, I messed up the audio. So, welcome back to another episode of Renewing Minds Pod. I'm your host, Tequila Smith. And yeah, we back with another episode. We back with another week. Today is Sunday. I usually record on Saturday. But same thing as last weekend. I had family over, stayed a little late. And so I didn't want to come on with the tired attitude or like, you know, so I want to have some energy. Let's talk about this week. So this week was a pretty good week in the beginning. I started to experience a little bit of spiritual warfare towards the end. Towards the end of the week, especially yesterday and today. And when I say spiritual warfare, I mean like, it's like when you know the goodness of God. And this is another thing I'm learning. Everything is not the enemy. Some things God can literally be allowing to happen to you, like for your good. Like some things he has to take you through. And so I just experienced a little bit of that this weekend. But other than that, I've been good. I've been great, actually. And still just trying to pursue the Lord with all my heart. And that's the honest truth. Just trying to love the Lord and do what he's called me to do. And I've been learning so much. And also learning that I still need deliverance, though. Like, this isn't over. Like, this fight is going to be until the end. Like the Bible says, who can endure to the end? Those will be saved. Those will be saved. Let's see. It's a new horizon. Let the light on. Let the light on in. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And it's in me. And it's in me. Anyone's behind is doing a new thing. Forget the form. Behold, he's doing a new thing. Let the light on it. Anyone's behind. All right, I could go on and on. Let me stop. Okay, but Matthew 24:13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So this ain't something that I could just do in a year. This ain't something. No, this is a fight that we are going to do until God comes, until he calls us. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about this week or today. What are we really getting into when we accept Jesus? I'm still learning that as I go. I'm still learning that this is not, like, I used to think free gift of salvation, like, accept it, y'all, just come on over, like accept Jesus, it's free, and like, la la la, and like, which is, like, okay, how do I say it? There is that part of Jesus that's like, there is good. Like, no, God is love. He is caring. He is merciful. He is all of those things. But we have to understand what Jesus experienced while he was here on earth, which was like suffering. And the Bible says, 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yeah, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And it's another scripture that says, like, we'll suffer just how we, let me see if I have it pulled up. It It basically says how, just how we, this is my translation, but basically we live like we're suffer with God. We will rejoice with him. We'll do all the things with God. And so, yeah, this is not like a walk in the park. The question is like, is it easy? Like, can we do it? But you have to understand also, like, I love to use this analogy of like God's agenda versus Satan's agenda. Whose team are you playing for? That's like the simplest way I could break it down to where like a child could understand, okay, do I want to be on God's team or do I want to be on Satan's team? And then, like, as you mature in your walk and as the Holy Spirit starts to guide you, you'll get convicted of things that are not of God and things that are of God. And if it's in the world, it's definitely not of God, and it is from Satan himself. But this is the best decision that you can make as a human. It's because, like, God created us. He created us. He wants the glory, so... Yeah, it's not to sit back and just chill and get all of these blessings and just money and all of these things so you can show people what God is doing in your life, or, you know, just to front or just to, you know, flaunt and, you know, show off. It's not that kind of thing. This walk, Jesus, like accepting Jesus, it's warfare. It's really warfare. And he wants all the glory. He wants to take us through that, and so he can get all the glory. And we also should be helping one another on our walks, sharing our testimonies, and not being lazy with the faith. Not being lazy. I know we're saved by faith alone, right? But without works, without faith, faith without works is dead. Or works without, I think it's faith without works. One of those. I can't remember it, but it's like we have faith, but we also have to work our faith too. We have to work our faith as well. And yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So we will be enduring to the end. And this is considered good. This is considered good. And just some scriptures on not being lazy in the faith. Proverbs 21 verse 25 says, the desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. So a lazy, like just being, having that spirit of laziness on you, that kills you. That will kill you because you refuse to work. So how are you going to, how are you going to, what is it? How are you going to reap or reap what you sow or pick up during harvest? Like, how are you going to do these things if you're not sowing, if you're not putting out your seed? You're lazy and you're refusing to use your hands. And also Proverbs 20 verse 13 says, love not sleep lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you will have plenty of bread. So don't, it's like, don't be lazy, bro. Like, don't be lazy. Don't be a lazy Christian. Don't be lazy, because the enemy is not lazy. He's trying to knock you off your path every single day. And yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to start with. I was studying the New Testament today. I'm just reading the New Testament today. And it was so good. I highly recommend y'all read the whole Bible, but like just today. What was it? 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy I was reading. And most of that stuff just blessed me today. I think 1 Thessalonians is what I started with. Forget the fun. I'm going to just read y'all some scriptures, even though I want to. I want to get into some other stuff that I have. I got to make sure that the mic is really working. Um, Let the light burn. Anyone's behind is doing it. All right, this is 1 Timothy 4, starting at verse 1. It says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to receive with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer." We are living in the end times. And so there is going to be a lot of, the Bible talks about a great falling away. There are going to be a lot of people who are departing from the faith. And this just bring me back to that scripture of in Ecclesiastes that says there's a time for everything. It's just so crazy to me that God, not crazy, but it's just like, it's just so sweet of God to save me in a time like this. Like, it's like a time for everything. So there was going to be a time that I came into the truth and the knowledge of God and that I was going to share it. I think about that often, though, because it's like when the Bible speaks, it talks about this great falling away. And it's just like, imagine if I was a part of, like, just imagine if God didn't save me. Or if I wasn't trying to share his word with everybody. You know what I'm saying? It just, I have a different appreciation and a different love and a desire for God. Because of the, first of all, just because of my life is really a reflection of who God is. And so, yeah, just keep that in mind. Like, especially if you're still living, if you still have breath, it's like, no, that means God is still working on you. God is still calling you to do something. God still has a plan for you. So that makes me have a different appreciation for God. Just to know like what I've been through and where I am right now in this moment and how crucial the world, like this moment in time right now is, the way stuff is going, and for him to save me and just throw me in here. Well, he didn't throw me in here, but you know what I mean, though? Like, it's like a, wow, you chose me at this time? Like, wow. So, yeah, 1 Timothy 4, let's go down to verse 15. It says, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and then and them that hear thee." So this was just what I was talking about. This is why I have a different appreciation. This is why I will get on the mic and speak about God and the things of God. Because, yes, I was once a heathen. I was once a sinner, someone who had no knowledge of God, doing all of the wrong things. And it's like, now that I know the truth, it's like, it's easy for me to, well, it's not easy, but it God requires for me to expose myself and expose the things that I've been through. I haven't exposed everything, but it will, because it's a work in process. It's a work in process. And the more you share, the devil has no place to hold you, if that makes sense. Like, nothing to hold against you. Like, no, there I'm not hiding anything. This is all that's been, you know, I've dealt with, I've overcame. This is what God is still working on me with. Like, that kind of thing. That's what brings healing and true deliverance. Like, when I talk and I share and I read these things and I study and I try to put together these notes to share this stuff, like, man, this stuff, y'all don't know how much this helps me. Like, really, I would have lost my mind without God. Like, I really would have lost it. And so just to have a purpose and a focus and a calling, it's like, focus on this. Like, focus on this. This is the focus. God, salvation, warfare, glory to God. And so, yeah. Back to my original thought. Following the Lord comes with a price. Like I said, I used to think free salvation, telling people, oh, come over here and get all this goodness. But it's like, no, I have to actually be real about it. You will experience warfare. Like, you will experience, you will lose things. The Bible says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Like, our body belongs to God. Our spirit belongs to God. And so it's like, you're brought with a price. This is not free. Like, you're going to have to give up some things. You're going to have to stop doing certain things. And you're going to have to die to your flesh. And that brings me to the next scripture. Matthew 16:24 says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. And yeah, like Paul said, I die daily. I have to die to this flesh daily. There is no days off. There is no breaks. There is no, oh, I'm cool now. I could just sit back on the sideline and just, nah, man. This stuff is daily. This is a daily walk. This is a daily warfare. And we have to let people know as Christians that this is real warfare, and that we need God's grace to endure to the end. We need God to walk closely with us. We need to stay in prayer. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So our weapons are not carnal. There is no shooting of guns, of cutting and knives, but our weapons are spiritual. There is through God pulling down strongholds that are formed because of sin. Let's just be honest. That's how we let the devil in. I'll do another video on like fornication and sin, and how that there's a reason that God tells us to stay away from it. It's because it causes these type of things, and I can testify to that. And I know I speak about pornography a lot. But that's like that sexual sin, that fornication, like that's the sin that you sin against your own body. And I feel like that's why it's so, it creates this stronghold, so that even when you want to do the right things, or when you do decide to live for Christ and live holy, there's still this stronghold where the devil can just slip a thought in and attack your mind with certain things that you no longer desire. And he's trying to slip things in. It's why? Because now it has this stronghold. And you may even slip into it and fall. But again, you have to get back up. You can't give in to it. You have to continue to fight. And that's why I try to share my testimonies as much as I can. Because I'm literally in it right now. Like, I'm in it right now to fight the battle. Like, I'm still battling. I'm still trying to get deliverance. But I understand what the end goal is, and I understand that this is warfare. So it's like, there's no way for me to give up. There's no way I can. That's why I have to stay at Jesus' feet, and we all do. And so that's why we have to cast down imaginations and thoughts that we know that are not of God, and bring them into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so just a reminder that, like, every thought is not our own. And some thoughts I have, I'm like, God, I would never do that. But you have to cast them down, because the enemy wants to plant seeds in your mind. Plant seeds. Like I used to say, what is something I used to say? Like, I used to say, like, I could never cheat on someone, or I could never be disloyal. But the enemy would plant thoughts in my mind, like, oh, they won't find out, or it doesn't matter, or, like, no one will get hurt. But it's like, you could say, like, oh, I would never do that. But again, once those thoughts come in and you don't do what you're supposed to do, like, if you're not close with God, you'll eventually feed into those things, and you'll end up doing stuff that you never thought you would do. And that's why I just love God. I just love God. I love the Word of God. I love the truth now, because it is real deliverance. It is true. It is free. So yeah, like, do these things, y'all, especially on the walk. Let's just be honest, it's not easy, and that's why we can't take breaks off. Like, we can't be lukewarm. It's almost impossible to be lukewarm and get real deliverance, because it's like, how can you dibble and dabble? It's like, no, bring this to God, sincerely repent from the bottom of your heart and repent and change. Start to meet God halfway with things that you struggle with. And like, for example, if you're somebody who struggle with, I'm just going to point some of the main obvious things that we struggle with, like drinking and smoking, having sex, you know, fornication, lying, you know, hatred in our heart, jealousy, unforgiveness, offense, like offense. My mom always say, I say that word wrong. Offense, having offense. And yeah, like we have to go to God for those things. Like we, like God, look, like this is how, here it is, like cast it down. Like here is this thing rising up in me again. Here's this evil thought or here's this offense coming on me. God, I need you to help me. I don't want to feel this way. Like make my heart pure, make my mind pure. Like we have to talk to God. We have to talk to God. I heard something, I didn't see the scripture, but I heard a scripture that said, let me see if I could find it. Something about confession. Oh, well, James 5:16 says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Acts 19:18 says, many of those who believed now came and openly confessed what they had done. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. This is the one, Proverbs 28:13. This is the one I was looking for. I heard somebody say this. King James, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsaken them shall have mercy. So it's like, don't try to cover up your sins. Don't try to be in the dark. No, confess these things with your mouth to the Lord so you can get deliverance. So it's not like you're trying to hide, because God know everything anyways. He wants you to confess him and confess them to him and repent and mean it in your heart when you say you want to change. We want to change. Like, we want to change as Christians. We don't want to live. We don't want to live like that. We don't want to live separate from God. We love God. And so this is one of the things that can help us on our walk. And I also read something. Hope I can find it, bro. I'm going to find it. It was talking about how the devil has some people captive. Let's do NLT. It's 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, let's start at verse 22. I'm going to do the New Living Translation. New Living Translation. I read it in King James, but I like the way it reads. New Living Translation, and it reads pretty much the same. Starting at verse 22, we're going to read 22 all the way to 26. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. It says, this is NLT, it says, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteousness, living faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. A servant of the Lord must not be cruel, must be kind to everyone, be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Listen, this I read this today and it was like, this is basically what I'm talking about when I say, like, flee fornication and let's try to live holy and let's repent for everything that we've done, because we should be pursuing righteousness. We should be living faithful. We should be living in love and peace. And for me and for people who want to also share the gospel, we have to be patient with other people and learn how to work with difficult people and gently instruct them. because you never know. God can change their hearts that they will learn the truth just based on how you spoke to them. And that's one thing I'm learning too, just how to communicate with different people about the gospel. And then it says, then they will come to their senses. After they learn the truth, it says, then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap. For they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Look, I've been, what is it? I could testify against that. That happened to me, man. I'm telling you, when it came to homosexuality and dating females, it wasn't something I wanted to do. It was something that I couldn't control. Like Paul said, I know the things that I should do, but I don't do them. I do the wrong things instead. And that was kind of my journey too. It's like in the inside of me, like something in my spirit was like, this isn't right. I really don't want to be doing these things, but like for some reason I'm finding pleasure in them, and kind of find out that there was a spirit living inside of me. A strong spirit that just wanted to do these things and, you know, wanted to do these lustful things and, you know, just take my life away from the true purpose of God, really to kill me. Let's just be honest, because the wages of sin are death. So if you keep living in sin, you're just gonna die. You're literally just gonna die. And like when I mean death, it's like it could be an early death, or it could just be your soul. Like your soul is gonna die. Like your spirit is gonna die. You're no longer gonna seek after God if you keep going in that way. And so, yeah, that's true. Like a lot of us experience that devil's trap. Like we do the things, we do whatever the devil tells us to do, and sometimes we're just ignorant to it. And then sometimes there is really a real battle, a real fight that we are trying to, you know, get through. But we have to be honest with ourselves about how much we are going to God, because that's important. Yeah, this is why we need God to transform us. This is why we need God. And this is why I get on here and I make the videos on my YouTube vlog channel. I do the podcast. I speak whatever God puts on my heart. Like, I really try my best. I really try my best to just walk in my calling and share my testimonies and the power of God in my life. And yeah, we need the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit of God so we can see what's right in his eyes, and what thoughts are from him and what's not from him. Because everything starts from the mind. That's why God wants to renew your mind. Your mind has to be renewed, because everything starts in there. You do stuff, starts with a thought. Like if you wasn't thinking it, you would have never did it. And so now we have to realize what thoughts are from God and what thoughts are from Satan. And so James chapter 4:17 says, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. So once you come into the truth of God, there is no more excuses. And I talked about that in one of my vlog channels. One of my vlog episodes, I talked about that. Like once you know the truth, there is no excuses, man. There is no excuses. Once the Holy Spirit convicts you and you know something that you're doing is wrong, but you're doing anyways, for you that's sin. So other people might not be getting convicted for some of the same things you are. So for you, it's sin. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. So yeah, all in all, just this is really warfare. This is what we're getting into. This is what we're signing up for. But the end goal is to spend eternity with Jesus. Like honestly, a place with no wickedness, a place with no sorrow, a place with no pain. Like, man, that's what we look forward to. And that's what I look forward to. That's what I hope each of you look forward to. And so we have to pray. We have to fast. We have to seek the Lord. We have to surround ourselves with people who are like-minded, who think like us, who's going to encourage us on our faith, who's going to challenge us to live right. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Look, I didn't want it to be too long, but, you know, I just highly recommend that you guys seek the Lord. Like that's seek the Lord, repent for your sins and repent and mean it. Like let's come out of the world. Let's live for God the right way, because we as Christians, we haven't been doing it the right way. We've been trying to mix in with the Lord. I mean, mix in with the Word. We've been trying to mix in with the world. And yeah, God says, if you lukewarm, I spit you right out. So I don't want no parts of that. I want to do what the Bible says. I want to love God with all my heart. Like, I want to be pure. I want to live holy. And I don't want to be ashamed of the gospel. I want to help as many people on their walk as possible. So, yeah, thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'll be here, same place, same time, next weekend, if God say the same. Praying for you guys. And I hope you enjoyed this episode.